This is Capital Insider, taking you inside politics, policy, and government in Oklahoma. I'm Dick Pryor with Quorum Call publisher Sean Ashley. Sean, the state capitol is usually rather quiet in the summer during the lull between legislative sessions. Such has been the case this summer until the last couple of days. A member of the House who is up for re-election in November is under investigation for alleged inappropriate conduct.
House Speaker Kyle Hilbert wrote in a letter to House members Thursday that he became aware earlier this summer of a complaint against Representative Danny Williams, a Republican from Seminole, that alleged what Hilbert called improper conduct toward a House employee. Hilbert wrote an internal review of the allegations made it, quote, clear that a thorough review of the situation and other allegations that arose during the interview was necessary, end quote. That led the House to bring in an outside law firm to conduct an additional fact-finding review that involved 8 current or former House employees and supporting documentation. Based on the findings of those 2 separate investigations, Hilbert wrote that he was referring the matter to the House Rules Committee. In the meantime, Williams was removed as chair of the House Children, Youth, and Family Services Committee, and his office was moved from the 4th floor, where spaces are larger, to the 5th floor, where they are smaller. Hilbert also noted in his letter that the internal and external reviews found additional concerns of potential misuse of state resources. That matter is being reviewed internally to determine if it should be referred to the House Rules Committee and/or the Ethics Commission. And Williams has declined to speak to other media outlets about these allegations.
And as you mentioned, the Speaker of the House has already taken action against Representative Williams, but the investigation is ongoing. How can he do that?
Under the House rules that were approved by members, the Speaker has the authority to appoint committee members, committee chairs, and assign space at his discretion. Hilbert has previously moved members from one committee to another, for example, so that's not particularly unusual.
If the investigation proves that allegations against Representative Williams are valid, what can the House of Representatives do about it prior to the start of the next legislative session?
Based on a similar investigation in 2017, the House Rules Committee will make recommendations to the Speaker and the full House on how to proceed. And then it gets kind of interesting. The House is not in session, so it can't censure or expel Williams because those actions take a vote of the full House. Unless, of course, it were to come back into special session. And then, as you noted, Williams is on the ballot and could be re-elected. It may be January when the next legislature convenes before the House would be able to take action.
Moving on, the state of Oklahoma has announced a new strategy to grow the space industry. Tell us about the plan.
Oklahoma Department of Aerospace and Aeronautics Executive Director Grayson Ardies explained the plan this way, quote, rather than competing with coastal launch hubs, Oklahoma is doubling down on where it already wins, testing and certifying space hardware, propulsion technology, microgravity research, high-volume advanced manufacturing, and maintenance and repair operations for reusable aircraft. Leaning on our existing strengths within the broader aerospace ecosystem, he said, these focus areas will allow Oklahoma's space story to succeed over the next decade. The plan creates an organizational framework that connects the state's 3 aerospace hubs, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, and the Infinity One spaceport in western Oklahoma, that is designed to align public investment, workforce training, research, and private industry growth around a shared statewide strategy.
Sean, state revenue data has now been released for the just-completed 2026 fiscal year. Based on the numbers, how is the state's economy looking?
Pretty good. Total tax revenue for fiscal year 2026 exceeded prior year collections by nearly $1 billion, according to a report from State Treasurer Todd Russ. Gross production tax collections on oil and natural gas recorded the largest increase, the report shows, driven in part by higher energy prices resulting from the U.S. war with Iran. That was followed by a 12.5% in individual income tax collections. Use tax, sales tax, and motor vehicle tax receipts also increased over the prior fiscal year, according to the report.
Thank you, Sean.
You're very welcome.
For more information, go to quorumcall.online. You can find video of Capital Insider segments on the KGOU YouTube channel. Audio and transcripts are at kgou.org. And look for Capital Insider where you get podcasts. Until next time, with Sean Ashley, I'm Dick Pryor.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.